Thank you.
I'm going to start off while I'm talking about flow, and I'm starting with a poem, and it's called Stardust by Imperfect Stranger. We look at the sky, peering up beyond, beyond the last bird seeking home and the last rays of the sun sinking behind the clouds. But generally, we see nothing. It takes complete darkness to see what lies in the space beyond. But even then, we forget the millions of miles separating us and the stars, twinkling almost sadly in the distance. We are made of stardust. Yes, that is true. Basic elements connect us all in hues of an artist's color wheel. But why do we acknowledge something so far when we really are more like what is right beneath our feet? Dirt. Overlooked, but completely necessary, allowing us to exist in our natural form, something we touch, and through that touch we feel the energy of the world. Flow. Flowing like the blood through our veins, flowing like the river down a mountainside, flowing like the song out a bird, like the ocean round a great whale, like the air into our lungs, like the tears from our eyes, just like the feelings from our hearts. I just thought that poem was, I looked up for poems about flowing in life, and I don't know, that one just really touched me, especially with dirt. Since I'm, soil. I spend a lot of time in dirt and soil.
Soil.
And then I have a quote. Finding your lane, making space for the flow to show its, find your lane. Make space for the flow to show itself. Follow the natural rhythm of your life and you will discover a force far greater than your own, Oprah Winfrey. And that's really what I'm talking about, flow today. Finding the force that's far greater than your own. To me, essentially, flow is like surrender. It's allowing. Instead of forcing your way through life or fighting for what you want, you simply allow. Allow what happens to happen. It makes everything so much easier, this allowing. Now, it's not the same thing as like sitting back on your couch and like, you know, eating popcorn or reading your book in your bed all day long, or it's instead, it's taking steps forward as they are presented to you. You're giving an opportunity, and instead of saying no or overthinking all the decisions that go with it, you just allow. You do. That always reminds me of my daughter, because she calls me every day and overthinks, not every day, but she overthinks a lot. Well, what if this? What if that? What if I do this? What if I do that? I'm failing this class. What should I do? And you know, instead of just allowing, just going with the flow. So move with the flow. Don't fight the current. Resist nothing. Let life carry you. Don't try to carry it. Again, that's Oprah. She had a lot to say about flow. When you move with the flow, things come naturally to you. And often it's with little or no effort. For example, I was teaching yoga in Gainesville, and I was going to the Temple of the Universe. And there was a yoga teacher there that I would go to her classes, and I would go to her classes in multiple different places. And one day she needed some help because she had injured herself and she wanted to teach the class. So she asked me if I would be like the demo person. And that led into me actually teaching classes at the Temple of the Universe, which was amazing. And then COVID happened. I mean, like right after I started teaching, COVID happened. And so everything shut down. And then we moved here. And we came here to SLC. And somebody said, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we had yoga here? And I was like, oh, my, I teach yoga. So I started teaching here. But at the same, when we moved here, I also, you know, was looking into yoga studios. And I found that there's a studio in Silva. And I, you know, looked it up, meant to go there, but it just never actually happened. But then I started teaching here, and then I started teaching last summer. I taught at Yonder, and then I just happened to see that the yoga studio in Silva was looking for teachers, and it was just so easy. It just happened. So that's kind of like allowing, and I think about flowing. I didn't push towards a goal of teaching at a studio here. I just allowed it to happen, and it came. Now, this is kind of not what I think of this as, like almost the opposite of what we're taught in popular culture, right? Western culture. in Western culture, on the TV, in the things that you see on, you know, socials, it seems like we're always meant to be climbing that ladder, striving for something, doing, keeping up with the Joneses, be assertive, step up to the plate, think logically, make more money, be beautiful, look thin, all those things. These are the things that are important, right? Being powerful. Now, as I wrote this, I realized, I'm kind of stuck in some of the doing, but I'm still working on it, right? Life is a process. We're all learning. So again, I'm coming back to flow. And there's, you know, when I talk about flow, I'm not talking about flow state. There's the flow state, you know, if you're doing something, focusing on something and you kind of lose track of time, like if you're playing a sport or if you're doing something creative or gardening or, you know, whatever, that flow state is something different from being in the natural flow of life. Life is a dream. This is Oprah again. Life is a dream dreamed for you. And your goal, your number one job, is to figure out what that dream is and align yourself with the dream, because the dream cannot come to you unless you're willing to meet it energetically in the same place. And I feel like energetically is a huge part of this allowing, of learning to let your inner self align with that flow, right? With the flow or the universe of life. To live in the flow, for me, one of the first things that we need to do is let go of outcomes, right? Instead, let yourself experience the process and learn from the results. And if the results are different from expectations, that doesn't make them wrong. Sometimes, so often we construct things in our mind, things that think of how we think things are going to go or how we think things are going to be, and we really push for them to be that way, or sometimes we do. When I think of pushing to get something to be that way, I think of my kids, right? When I was younger and I had my kids, you know, you want your kids to, when you're thinking about how, what, like having kids, you think, oh, they're going to be this way and they're going to dress, I'm going to dress them nice or whatever, and I'm going to make them act this way. And, you know, you kind of want to push them in that direction. And when my son was little, he was, you know, I grew up with all girls. I had a sister. I had cousins that were girls. My mom was really close with her sister. So, you know, my family was mostly female. And so then I had a son and I, you know, he was loud. He wanted to run around. He wanted to, like, you know, be noisy. And I remember trying to make him quiet. Let's do a puzzle. Let's read this book. Let's do, like, quiet things. And then one day I was like, I'm like trying to make this boy be less boyish or whatever. Like, maybe I just need to allow him to be his way and change how I'm being a parent. Like, maybe. So I learned, instead of trying to do what I want, my housework or organizing the house or cleaning, maybe I'll take this boy outside, let him do what he wants, you know? And I realized that having maybe a messy house but a happy child is actually energetically a much more positive outcome. And so rather than pushing for my agenda, instead I learned to allow that, you know, this is how he is, and that's cool. And so the another thing I always think about when I think about flow and releasing the outcome is mindset. And when I think about mindset, I think about growth mindset and fixed mindset. I don't know if you guys have heard about that, probably a little bit. A fixed mindset is when you believe you're either good at something or you're not good at something. A growth mindset believes you can improve with practice. A fixed mindset believes your intelligence and the talents you were born with are unchangeable. And a growth mindset believes that you can improve your intelligence or your talents. So a fixed mindset would be very concerned with the outcome. They're actually not going to do something if they don't think the outcome is going to be the way they want. And they also get very upset when things don't come their way. A growth mindset may be concerned with the outcome, but instead of giving up or saying, I didn't ace that test because I'm not smart, they would take the outcome and use it as a lesson. So growth mindset embraces challenges. It perseveres through obstacles. It learns from criticism and they're inspired by others' successes. Now, when I started to write this, I realized So growth mindset, sometimes, because in some of the things it said growth mindset pushes towards what they want. And so that's kind of the opposite of flow. But I think you do have to have a growth mindset to believe, to live in the flow, because you don't get upset with things don't go exactly your way. You're not afraid of failure, because failure is a lesson, and you're not afraid of change. I have a quote here. The fears we don't face become our limits. And so in a growth mindset, you kind of do face your fears. You allow things to happen. We can take that leap, for example, to quit our jobs and move to North Carolina and have a farm. Yes. And even if we fail, it's an opportunity for growth and learning. And actually it's a wonderful opportunity. You know, I was very scared, to quit my job, even though I hated my job, by the way. but it was a steady paycheck. It was like I'd been there for years. So it was the known, right? So going into the known and having the known and knowing what you're going into, even though maybe you dislike it, sometimes feels comfortable, right? And living with that thing that is comfortable is easier in some ways. But you come home and you realize that deep down, that's not really serving you. You're just kind of coasting. And so instead, maybe you step up to the plate and try for change. And this leads me to talking about, because one of the other reasons perhaps maybe I stayed with that job is that I was worried about others' perceptions of myself, and especially my stepfather. He was a businessman, and so he was always about how you're going to pay the bills, how you're going to, pay for the kids, college is coming up. And so, it's really scary to step beyond or do something that especially family members might perceive as not what they want you for your goal. And so I feel like in order to live in the flow of life, you have to live for yourself and not for others. You have to let go of the need to be seen a certain way. First, because no one except for you actually knows how you're doing or how you're feeling. If you live for others and do what they tell you to do, like be the doctor, get the big house, whatever it is, once you achieve those things, you kind of still have to keep up, right? You kind of still have to be on that treadmill trying to look right in their eyes. If you're constantly caring about how you appear to others and what they think about you, and maybe are you doing what the cool kids are doing, are you really being true to yourself? All those things are so superficial, right? They take up so much time too, your brain bandwidth, worrying about, am I doing it right? Do I need to do it this way? Think about how much time you have back if you can let go of that. So that's something I'm trying to get my daughter to understand. She's only 20. So I feel like, sometimes these lessons are things that we learn over time. And learning to let go of others' perceptions is a hard thing to do, And especially when you're walking around perceiving others in certain ways and making judgments. And the thing is, you make judgments on other people sometimes, but do you think other people really are making judgments on you? Maybe they are. But I think instead they're making judgments about themselves. How much do they care about themselves? We tend to really walk around thinking about ourselves. And we have all those thoughts in our heads and about our preferences and what do we want and how do we want things to go. And instead, maybe we can let go. Maybe we can let go of these preferences and let things happen. And if it doesn't feel good, then maybe try something else. If we're always doing these things that other people want us to do, or because we think other people should want us to do this, or we want to look a certain way, then we're really losing track of ourselves. So let's walk around believing that everybody is doing the best that they can, that everybody is doing what they're doing as best as they can. They're doing their best. They're not walking around thinking, how can I get this? How can I have it turn it my way? Instead, let's live in a higher vibrational way of looking at life. If we start to judge and worry about things or what other people are thinking, it's really not serving you, right? It doesn't make you feel good to be judged. It doesn't make you really feel good to judge people. Instead, let's walk around as our authentic selves. If you fast forward your life and you're at the end of your life and you look back on your path, do you think that if you look back and you had stayed in that job because your stepfather wanted you to, and you made money because that's what the culture said you had to do, would you feel fulfilled? Or would you, if you look back on your life and you did what you felt your heart wanted, would that fulfill you? Your longest relationship is with yourself, right? So maybe you can work on making it a good one, a positive one, so you can grow and not stagnate. It's your choice. So I think let's all here step into the divine feminine. Connect with your experiences. Be vulnerable. Be receptive. Be open. Trust your instincts. Let life be like water and let it flow. The divine feminine isn't concerned with outcome. It's concerned with experience. It's concerned about the connection to others. It's concerned about acceptance and joy. This is the work that I'm doing. I'm tapping into the flow. I'm trying to be creative. I'm connecting with nature. And then I have another quote. Bringing awareness to the divine feminine is of great significance in today's world. When we are going through various levels of crisis, particularly ecological ones, at a juncture like this, where our own capabilities, science, technology, and enterprises are destroying the very basis of our life, the divine feminine becomes very significant. And that's by Sadhguru. And that's my talk. Thank you, everybody. All right. Yep.